This is one of my favorite, and I think one of the most challenging gospel readings in the Gospels. It's my favorite because it is just such a cause of joy for this woman whose life has been out of control and a mess to change. And how did she change? She changed when she encountered Jesus. That's how she changed. And she recognized that there was something greater in what Jesus could offer than in the way of life she had been living. But it's challenging because too often I tend to be like Simon, looking down on those and saying, oh, geez, you know, if they think they're this great, wonderful person, but, you know, if they only knew what was going on in their life. Or, you know, I don't get along really well with this person because I just think I'm better than they are. Or that difficult student in class whose story we really don't know, and yet something gets stirred up in us that says we're better. What's interesting is that Simon has forgotten a fundamental human truth. He has not been faithful to the law either. The things that Jesus points out to Simon were expected requirements of a host. They were things, according to the Jewish law, that people should do for someone when they visited their house. Now, is it a major thing that he didn't? No. Would Jesus even have brought that up if it weren't for Simon's attitude about the woman? We don't know. But we all stand in need of forgiveness. We all stand in need of the love of God. We all stand in need of God's mercy. Let us pray today that we may hear the words of Jesus that he spoke to the woman. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.